罗马书第八章。
Please read Romans in the New Testament, chapter 8.
新约圣经罗马书第八章。
In the New Testament, book of Romans, chapter 8.
第一节
First one.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
In order that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the fleshBut those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so.
而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
And those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him.
基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
And if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who indwells you.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。
So then, brethren, we are under obligation, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
For you have not received the spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦， 也必和他一同得荣耀。
And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显现于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed in us.
受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来。
For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。
For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
In hope,that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分。乃是我们的身体得俗。
And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, grown within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，是还盼望他所见的呢？
For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope.For why does one also hope for what he sees?
但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
监察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意，替圣徒祈求。
And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
我们晓得万事都互相效力。叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And whom he predestined, these he also called, and whom he called, these he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified.
即使这样，还有什么话，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
He who did not spare his own son, who delivered him up all for us, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边。也替他们祈求。
Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died. Yes, rather who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
Just as it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers.
是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们圣经就先念到这里。
This concludes our scripture reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们在你面前何等的欢喜。
Lord, how we rejoice before you.
因为你实在为我们成就了大事。
Because you have accomplished such a great thing.
今天我们可以在你的恩典里面天天的夸胜。
Today we can boast in your grace every day.
谁还能抵挡我们呢？
Who can conquer us?
谁还能控告我们呢？
Who can condemn us?
谁能定我们的罪呢？
Who can bring a charge against us?
谁能与我使我们与你的爱隔绝呢？
Who can separate us from the love of Christ?
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
今天你已经把我们放在了基督的里面。
Today you have placed us in Christ Jesus.
什么也不能够使我们与你的爱隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from your love.
主，我们在你面前实在把我们满心的感谢和赞美来归给你。
Lord, before you, we have to give you our full hearts of thanksgiving and praises.
早晨，当我们一同在你圣洁话语面前默想的时候，
As we meditate before your holy words,
愿你的圣灵在这里打开我们里面的眼睛。
May your Holy Spirit open the inner eyes of our hearts.
让我们在圣灵里面都得以释放。
So that we can be liberated in the Holy Spirit.
让罪死不能再辖制我们。
So that neither sin nor death can have a hold on us.
愿你的圣灵带领我们进入真理的实际。
May the Holy Spirit lead us into the reality of the truth.
让我们在基督里天天的夸胜。
So that in Christ Jesus we boast daily.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
遮盖我们。
Cover us.
宝血遮盖我们。
May the precious blood cover us.
用你自己丰满的同在遮盖我们。
May your full presence cover us.
越过我们所有的软弱。
Which would overcome all our weaknesses.
我们单单仰望你的怜悯。
We look only upon your mercy.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
我们读罗马书的时候发现这实在是一卷非常宝贵的书信。
As we study the book of Romans, we discover that it is a very precious epistle.
当我们读的时候，我们发现在第五章十一节以前，它是一段。
We notice that before verse 11 of chapter 5, it is one large section.
你发现在这一段里面，你看见许多的人的犯的罪。
In this section, you see a lot of different sins that man committed.
那这里说到罪的时候，它都是用复数的这个词。
When sin is being mentioned here, it is the multiple sins.
你发现它都是讲到我们所犯的罪行。
You notice that he is talking about the deeds of sin.
而且这里面我们发现我们看见基督的宝血。
We also see the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
实在是何等宝贵。
It is truly precious.
我们所有的过犯。
All of our transgressions.
哦，全世界所有人所犯的罪。
All the sins and deeds committed by the all the people of the world.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们已经付了所有罪的代价。
The Lord Jesus has paid for all the wages of sin on the cross.
他的宝血满足了神一切公义的要求。
His precious blood paid for all the wages of righteousness.
免去了神一切的愤怒。
And it took care of all the wrath of God.
这是何等奇妙宝贵的救恩。
This is such a wondrous and wonderful salvation.
但你发现当我们读到第五章十二节以后,
However, when you notice that you're in verse 12 in chapter 5 in Romans,
你发现这里面就慢慢变成了单数的那个罪, 就是那个 sin, 就是那个罪的性情。
And then you notice that he referred to sin in the singular mode, which means the sinful nature.
你从第五章十二节一直读到第七章, 你发现你找不到血这个字。
From 5:12 onward, you do not see the word blood.
那这是非常稀奇的。
This is amazing.
主耶稣的宝血实在太宝贵了。
The precious blood of the Lord Jesus is indeed precious.
实在是我们每一个神的儿女天天都需要来依靠的。
It is something we need to rely on as a child of God every day.
但你发现说到我们这个罪恶的生命的时候,
But as it talks about the life of sin,
你发现有一天, 你看见你不仅仅是有许许多多的过犯,
You will see one day that not only do you have lots of transgressions,
你原来是在亚当里的一个人。
You are a person in Adam.
你还在母腹里面的时候, 罪孽就已经在你的里面。
When you were in your mother's womb, the sinful nature was in you.
我们生下来就是罪人。
When we were born, we were sinners.
这个犯罪的生命就是与生俱来的。
The life of sin comes with our life.
我们怎么样能够胜过这一个犯罪的生命?
How can we overcome this life of sin?
主耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切所犯的罪。
The precious blood of Jesus washed away all our sinful deeds.
但是这个罪恶的生命怎么样来胜过呢?
However, how do we overcome this sinful nature?
你发现在第五章十二节以后, 给我们一个很重要的启示。
You discover this important revelation after Romans 5:12.
神做了一件非常稀奇的事。
God has done a wondrous thing.
就把我们这些信他的人都放在了基督的里面。
He put all of us who believe in Christ Jesus, He put them in Christ Jesus.
他让我们与基督完全的联合。
He made us be identified with Christ Jesus.
第六章给我们看见这个联合首先是和他的死联合。
In chapter 6, you see that you have to be identified with the likeness of his death.
弟兄姊妹,这是神奇妙的工作。
Brothers and sisters, this is an amazing work by God.
让我们与基督的死联合。
We are identified with the death of Christ.
为什么要和基督的死联合呢?
Why do we have to be identified with the Christ of death?
因为以死的人就脱离了罪。
Because if you are dead, you are set free from sin.
神拯救我们脱离这个罪恶的生命，不是让我们去胜过它。
The Lord saved us from the sinful life, by overcoming the sinful life.
他乃是让我们脱离罪。
God enabled us to be set free from sin.
所以我们的旧人在主耶稣钉十字架的时候与他同钉十字架。
So our old man was crucified with Christ Jesus on the cross.
虽然罪还在那里。
Even though sin is still alive.
虽然我们的身体还活着。
Even though our bodies are still alive.
虽然我们还是有一个活泼的魂。
Even though we still have a lively soul.
但是因着这一个旧人与基督同钉十字架,
But because the old man has been crucified with Christ Jesus,
因着我们这犯罪的生命已经与他同钉十字架,
Because this life of sin is already crucified with Christ Jesus,
这一个犯罪的生命已经死了,
So this life of sin is
2000年前已经和基督同钉十字架了,
This life of sin was crucified with Christ 2000 years ago.
我们今天就脱离了罪的辖制,
So today we have been set free from the constraints of sin.
罪就不能再做我们的主了。
So sin can no longer be our master.
今天神来做我们的主。
Today God is our master.
我们把我们自己和我们的肢体献给神。
So we yield ourselves and our bodies to God.
今天主人换了。
Today we have a new master.
我们在信心里看自己像罪是死的。
So in life, and by faith we see that we're dead to sin.
我们在信心里看自己像神是活的。
But by faith, we see that we're alive to God in Christ Jesus.
今天是神在我们里面当家做主。
Today, it is God who is ruling and reigning in us.
实在说来,如果读到第六章第十一节,那我们的问题就都解决了。
In reality, when we read 6, 6:10, then all our problems are
solved. 我们犯的罪行由主耶稣的宝血来洗净。
His precious blood has washed away our sinful deeds.
我们这个犯罪的生命已经与基督同钉十字架。
This life of sin was also crucified with Christ Jesus.
但我们现在就可以完全向着神活了。
Then we can be totally alive to God.
我完全可以过一个得胜的生活了。
We can lead a victorious life.
但你发现，从第六章，这个十二节那里。
But you know that from verse 12 in chapter 6.
从第六章十五节那里。
From verse 15.
一直到第七章。
Until chapter 7.
你就发现非常的稀奇。
You discovered this amazing thing.
我们知道我们蒙恩得救了。
We know that we have been saved by grace.
我们今天愿意过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
Today we decide to lead a pleasing life to God.
因为我们今天实在是有信心的一般人。
Because today we're people of faith.
神的灵使我们这个人活过来了。
God's spirit give us life again.
我们喜悦神的律法。
We delight in God's law.
我们知道神这个是圣洁是公义的。
We know that God is holy and righteous.
我们需要在神面前过一个圣洁公义的生活。
We need to lead a holy and righteous life.
我们需要过跟从前完全不一样的生活。
We need to lead a totally different life.
我从前是个非常懒惰的一个人。
Previously, I was lazy.
今天我蒙恩得救了，所以我可以过一个殷勤的生活。
Today I've been saved in grace, therefore I could lead a diligent
life. 我从前对太太都是苦待的。
Previously, I have ill-treated my wife.
我现在蒙恩得救了。
Now I've been saved by grace.
我现在可以用基督的爱来爱我的太太。
I can love my wife with the love of Christ.
从前我辖制丈夫，他都成了妻管严了。
Previously, I was very strict to my husband.
现在我蒙恩得救了。
Now I've been saved by grace.
好，我要用基督的顺服来顺服我的头。
I need to use the submission of God to submit to my head.
弟兄姊妹，这种新生命的感觉是非常宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, this feeling of the new life is indeed very precious.
因为我们蒙恩得救。
Because we have been saved by grace.
我们里面有一个要过圣洁公义生活的要求。
Within us, there's this requirement to lead a life of holiness.
弟兄姊妹，这是生命的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, this is a feeling of life.
这是生命最基本的感觉。
This is the most fundamental feeling of life.
如果我说我蒙恩得救了。
If I say I've been saved by grace.
我今天还在罪恶的当中打滚。
And I'm still wallowing in sin.
而我里面却一点感觉都没有。
And I have no feelings about it whatsoever.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命是有问题的。
Brothers and sisters, there's something wrong with this life.
有一次我和一些弟兄姊妹谈到罗马书第七章的经历。
One day I was sharing about chapter 7 in Romans with brothers and sisters.
有个人就跟我讲。
A person said to me,
他说我不觉得那么苦。
I didn't think that I was so wretched.
一点都不苦。
Not wretched at all.
反正掉在这个水里淹就淹死吧。
If I get dropped into the water, I will just drown.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个不会游泳的人
，For someone who does not know how to swim,
你把他扔在深海里面
，And you drop him into deep sea,
他觉得好 happy,
and then he thinks he's happy,
非常高兴，就在那喝水
，And he's sticking in water,
一口一口的喝，真高兴啊
，And he swallows water, mouth by mouth.
反正淹死挺好
，It's good to be as drowning to death.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命一定有问题。
Brothers and sisters, his life is problematic.
要不然这个生命根本就是个死的生命。
It may be a life that is dead.
要不然这个生命是受捆绑的生命。
Or this life is in bondage.
你发现今天有些神的儿女受到极大的捆绑。
You notice that some children of God has been under great bondage today.
生命不正常。
And their life is abnormal.
里面没有这一种圣洁公义的要求。
And within them, they do not have this requirement for holiness and righteousness.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, we have been saved by grace.
我们里面实在是羡慕神的律。
Within us, we truly desire the law of God.
我们何等盼望过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
How we desire to lead a life pleasing to God.
弟兄姊妹，这种的感觉是正常的基督徒的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, this is the normal feeling for
children of God. 弟兄姊妹，这种的感觉证明说我们是蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, this feeling testified that we have been saved by grace.
因为生命在我们的里面。
Because life is in us.
是神的生命今天在我们的里面。
It is the life of God that is in us.
虽然如此。
Even so.
我们的意愿确确实实从生命来的。
Our desire is from the life.
但是我们却不晓得 向神活的那条路在哪里。
But we don't know where is the path to live right to God.
可能我们听过一些的道。
Maybe we've heard some sermons.
道理上是明白的。
We understand the theory.
哦，我们都是软弱的。
Oh, we're all weak.
只有神的圣灵的大能能够释放我们。
Only the life of God can liberate us.
但是真正到了生活里的时候。
However, in the realities of our life.
你发现我们就进到罗马书第七章的经历。
We enter into the experience of Romans chapter 7.
我们在那里盼望跑主的喜悦。
We desire to gain the pleasure of God.
我们在用我们自己的努力来达到圣洁公义的要求。
We try to use our own efforts to satisfy the requirement of holiness and righteousness.
发现我们就开始经历人的软弱。
And then you start to experience the weakness of man.
这是我们从前不晓得的。
This is something we did not know earlier.
我们觉得说从前我们是旧人，我们犯罪。
We think that because we were the old man and we sinned.
今天我们在基督里都已成为新人了。
Today we are a new person in Christ Jesus.
旧人换新人了。
We have exchanged out the old man for the new man. 今天
我蒙恩得救了，我当然要讨神的喜悦。
Today we've been saved by grace. Of course, I have to please God.
但是因着我们对自己不认识的缘故。
However, because we do not know ourselves.
我们不真的认识那条向神活的道路。
We do not truly know the way to be alive to God.
所以我们就开始爱主。
We start to love the Lord.
就开始来好好的服侍。
We start to serve Him.
你知道这个有的时候新生就来了。
And then,
new student come.
New students are coming.
哦，那我们当然是要接新生了。
Of course, we have to welcome the new students.
这些世上的灵魂，他们需要进到神的国里。
These earthly souls need to get into the kingdom of God.
主从前就是这样拯救了我。
The Lord has saved me in the same manner.
前面那个带领我得救的弟兄，他们就到机场去接我的。
Those people who helped save me, they came to the airport to pick me up.
要不是他们这样的来服侍我，今天怎么能够得救呢？
If they didn't serve me like this, how could I be saved by grace?
所以今天又有新人来，那我今天蒙恩得救了，那我也去接他们。
And now there's new students coming, so I will pick them up.
我要把他们带到主的面前。
We want to bring them before the Lord.
我记得好好的爱我的主。
I will love the Lord in this manner.
你发现当你把新生接回来的时候，
You discover that when you have picked up the new students,
他告诉你他没有住的地方。
They tell you that they don't have a place to stay.
对，好吧，你就住在我家里好了。
Fine, why don't you stay at my house?
虽然我是单身，但是凑合，你可以住在一起。
Even though I'm single, if you don't mind, we can stay together.
他都进到你家里去了。
And they get into your home.
然后他说我饿了。
And they say, we're hungry.
啊，当然人家饿了，这个一定要爱的，应该给他吃的。
Other people are hungry, so you have to love them and feed them.
那么我就给他吃的。
So I give them something to eat.
那么到第二天，他说他又饿了。
The second day, he says that he's hungry again.
我的冰箱里已经空了。
My refrigerator is empty.
我说，哎，我给你买面包吃，好不好？
I said, can I buy some bread for you?
他说我不喜欢吃面包。
He said, I don't like to eat bread.
我只爱吃包子。
I only like Chinese buns.
我说那你要吃包子，这得到周末才有时间去买啊。
I can only go to shop for you on the weekends.
我说那你那个房子找得怎么样了？
How's your house hunting going?
就是一个月以后吧。
He said maybe a month later.
你知道我胃就开始痛了。
My stomach is starting to ache.
这才是头一天呢。
This is only the first day.
主啊，加添我的爱。
Lord, add upon your love.
把爱浇灌在我的里面。
Pour down your love within me.
我是为你做工啊。
I am working for you.
主啊，你给他开路，让他赶紧找到地方住。
Open it away so that he can find a place to stay right away.
到了第三天的时候，你知道那个爱已经变成恨了。
on the third day, the love has turned into hatred.
哎呀，这种人真的不能接啊。
These type of people cannot be picked up.
全世界哪有这样的人呢？
How can you find anyone like this in the world?
你跟弟兄姊妹去交通，弟兄姊妹都同情你。哎呀，真是这太不像话了。
When you fellowship with brothers and sisters, they all sympathize with you.
可你到主面前去祷告的时候，
But when you pray before the Lord,
你知道你真的完全失败。
You know that you have totally failed.
本来开始是爱的。
Initially, you had love.
满腔热心的爱这个朋友。
You totally had zeal and love for this friend.
然后这个朋友被你赶出去的时候。
And then as this friend was being cast out by you,
他知道你根本就是恨他。
He knows that you actually hate him.
你讨厌到一个地步，你觉得他永远不会得救。
And you hate him so much that you say that he will never be saved.
你说那对这样的人，当然我 实在爱不够了，是不是？这太不像话了，这种人。
For people like that, of course, I don't have enough love.
连一句感谢的话都没有。
He doesn't even have a word of thanks for me.
那我自己的太太，我总能爱吧
？I can surely love my wife.
啊，特别是她在年轻的时候。
Especially when she is young.
多么可爱
！She was so adorable.
多么美丽
！She was so beautiful.
我们的情感多么的深
！We had such a deep feeling.
那我总可以用基督的爱来爱她，对不对
？I can surely use the love of Christ to love her.
我们就有一个年轻人，他这个他信主了，他说他要好好爱太太。
A young man was saved by grace, and he said that he would truly love his wife.
那么就到了这个情人节的时候。
On Valentine's Day.
他想我要爱太太。
He wanted to love his wife.
爱太太一定要买花。
To love his wife, he had to buy flowers.
他想别人买花只买十块钱、二十块钱的花。
Other people would only buy a bouquet
that was $10 or $20. 七十块钱的花。
I love my wife, so I'm going to spend $70.
你知道他这七十块钱那是要命的七十块钱。
His $70 is very important to him.
他这个一个月收入才几百块钱呢。
He only earns several hundred dollars each month.
付了房费以后就没多少了。
After the rent, there's not much left.
那是从这个口粮里面掏出来的。
This is what he's stealing from his
money. 两个人用一份的奖学金呢。
The two of them share one scholarship.
真的是基督的爱来爱太太了。
He was truly using the love of Christ to love his wife.
我告诉你，这盆花成为他太太一生最难过的一盆花。
I tell you, this bouquet has become the worst bouquet in his wife's life.
每次吵架的时候，先生就把这盆花端出来。
Every time they argue, her husband would bring out this bouquet.
你想想我在做学生的时候怎么爱了你。
Think about the time when we were students.
直到如今你还不顺服我。
Until today, you still haven't submitted to me.
你知道那个时候七十块钱能买多少东西吗
？Do you know how much you can buy with $70?
你知道这盆花让他太太一直的哭，一直的哭。
This bouquet has led his wife to cry and cry.
你发现起头都是爱的。
You realize that initially it was all love.
最后这个爱成为他太太最伤心、最伤心的。
Ultimately, this love had truly, truly hurt his wife's heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们发现我们的好行为千疮百孔。
Brothers and sisters, we notice that even our good deeds have tons of things to pick on.
你说，难道我们就真的要这样经过这样的软弱吗
？And you say that do we have to pass through this weakness?
这不第八章写得很清楚吗
？Isn't chapter 8 very clear?
哎，第八章就得胜了。
You're victorious in chapter 8.
咱们好不好不要经过第七章，咱们直接得胜。
What about bypassing chapter 7 and go directly to victory?
弟兄姊妹，今天很多人读这段话，他们说这个第七章根本就是一个没得救的人的经历。
A lot of people read chapter 7 and say that this is the experience of someone who has not been saved by grace.
这证明我们在属灵的生命里面，我们还没有这样的往前去。
This just illustrates that we have not progressed in our spiritual life.
你知道我们人对自己不认识。
You know that men we do not know ourselves.
若不是被带到了尽头，我们就不认识自己。
If we were not to be brought to the end of ourselves, we would not know ourselves.
我们知道第七章讲到十字架的经历。
We know that chapter 7 discusses experience of the cross.
第八章讲到圣灵的恩赐。
Chapter 8 talks about the gift of the Holy Spirit.
如果你读圣经的话
If you read the Bible,
没有十字架就没有圣灵就没有五旬节
Without the cross, there would be no Holy Spirit and no Pentecost.
今天多少的人盼望没有十字架而有五旬节的经历
Today, a lot of people want to have no cross but have the experience of Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹罗马书第七章的经历是正常基督徒的经历。
Brothers and sisters, chapter 7 is the normal experience for a Christian.
因为我们里面真的是有一个讨神喜悦的心愿。
Because we truly have this desire to please God.
但是我们又找不到为神活的那条路。
However, we cannot discover the way to be a light to God.
我们一努力我们就失败。
So once, every time we use our own effort, we fail.
可是我们里面又知道我们当行动刚才那个诗歌唱得很好我们真的当行动的
we truly know that just as the hymn was singing we know that we need to take action
我们实在是需要动的
We truly need to take action.
可是一动就失败。
However, every time we take action, we fail.
真是苦啊。
We are wretched.
这个有一些这个在我们当中有些年轻弟兄姊妹他们告诉我。
There are some young friends and sisters in Dumbo told me this.
他说啊说在薄饼聚会里我们真的想祷告。
During table meeting, we truly want to pray.
因为他们真的蒙大很大的恩典。
Because they have been blessed so much.
真的好好的要在薄饼聚会里把感恩献上。
They truly want to give the thanksgivings and table meeting.
甚至就得提前就写了一些了。
To the extent that they would write out some script,
有的还背下来
and some people would even memorize the script.
到了聚会里面，他说他这个心跳都会跳到嘴巴里了。
And at the meeting, his heart was pumping so hard.
他里面说我要赞美，我要赞美。
I need to praise. I need to praise.
我要感谢，我要感谢。
I need to give thanks. I need to give thanks.
等他真的要真的努力到要开口的时候。
And as he's using his effort and he tries to open his
mouth, 他告诉我，他说他脑袋就空了。
He said that his brain is a void.
哎呀，怎么写那些词都忘了。
All the words that he has written down, he has forgotten.
那么下一次再努力。
And next time he'll try again.
这次没忘。
This time he did not forget.
这一次真的是这个心跳也跳到嗓子眼里去了。
At this time, his heart was again pumping hard.
真的是开口了。
And he opened his mouth.
但你说刚开始开口的时候，声音。又哆嗦又声音很小
but his voice was so soft
so trembling and soft
trembling
然后你发现就有一些就像这种大声音都给压过去了
and then a louder voice covered up his voice
他跟主说主啊我真的想感谢你
and he said to the Lord Lord I truly want to thank you
我真的心里想感谢
I truly want to thank you with all my heart
每一次到这种聚会里我都是这个很憋气的回去
Every time after we go leave the table meeting,
刚想开口，一个诗歌出来了。
As soon as I want to open my mouth, a
hymn shows up. 好不容易开口了，那个大声音都把我压过去了。
And as I finally open my mouth, a louder voice covers up my voice.
真是苦啊
！I am wretched.
弟兄姊妹，这样的经历是一个正常基督徒正常的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is a normal experience for a normal Christian.
有人说那为什么神要等到我们真是苦的时候才救我们呢
Somebody would ask, why would God only save us once we feel wretched?
他明明看见我们这么苦
He sees that we're so wretched.
他好不好早点把圣灵就降下来
Why doesn't he give us the Holy Spirit sooner?
弟兄姊妹人的尽头乃是神的起头
Brothers and sisters, the end of man is the beginning of God.
如果一个人对肉体没有一点点的认识
If we do not know that about our own flesh.
弟兄姊妹如果我们没有罗马书第七章的经历
If we do not have the experience of Romans 7
而我们说我们已经得释放了
And then we say we're liberated
弟兄姊妹那是让人非常担忧的一件事
This is indeed a very troubling fact
多少的时候明明是我们自己的血气和肉体
A lot of times this is clearly our flesh and
our body 不过就是我们自己的意思就是
It is just our will
因着我们没有经过十字架的经历
Because we have not experienced the
cross. 我们却说这就是圣灵给我的感动。
We say that this is the moving of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常让人担忧的一件事。
This is a very worrisome fact.
这也是我们许许多多在教会里面或在家庭里面看见许多软弱的那个原因。
This is also the reason why there are so many weaknesses in churches and in family lives.
弟兄姊妹，不要怕罗马书第七章的经历。
Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid of experiencing Romans 7.
罗马书第七章的经历乃是一个正常基督徒的一个正常的经历。
Romans chapter 7 is a normal experience of a normal Christian.
我们不需要怕真实苦。
We do not need to be afraid of feeling wretchedness.
因为前面就是第八章。
Because before you would be chapter 8.
黑暗终要转变为光。
Darkness would turn into light.
弟兄姊妹，黑暗要转为光。
Brothers and sisters, darkness would turn into light.
我们前面就是第八章。
Here before us is chapter 8.
是的，今天我还没有找到这条出路。
Today I may not have found this exit.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们还是好好的爱我们的主。
However, we should truly still love our Lord.
他实在是爱了我们。
He truly has loved us so much.
他的爱今天激励我们。
And his life spurs us on.
让我们今天不再为自己而活。
So that we do not live for ourselves.
为我们死而复活的主活。
But we live for the one who has risen from the dead for us.
我说今天我还是没有找到那条路。
Today, I still have not found the way out.
我还没摸着那个圣灵的感觉。
I have not touched the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，前面就是明，就 就是黎明。
However, the dawn is in front of us.
虽然今天是黎明前的黑暗。
Even though right now is the darkness before dawn.
弟兄姊妹，前面就是第八章。
However, in front of us is chapter 8.
所以我们到了第八章的时候。
When we get to chapter 8,
他说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
为什么写这样一句话呢？
Why was this sentence written?
我们知道这句话我们可以从消极的一面我们可以来理解。
We can understand the sentence from a passive viewpoint.
那么我们知道当我们落在这些失败里的时候，
We know that as we fall into these failures,
有一天神让我们看见。
One day, God will enable us to see.
原来神这一个公义圣洁的要求。
Because the requirement of the holiness and righteousness.
不是要求我们去达到。
It is not for to require us to.
因为在我里面，在我肉体之中没有良善。
Because there's nothing good in my flesh.
我一要行善，那个肢体中罪的律就把我掳去。
Once I want to do anything good, the members of my sinful body would
enslave
me. And sin would also bring in death.
死就让我软弱。
So death would weaken me.
不仅有一个罪的力量强大的把我掳去。
Not only is there this law of sin,
更是有个死的力让我完全的软弱下来。
There's also this law of death that weakens me.
这个罪的力和死的力真是狼狈为奸，就把我一下子就给打败了。
So this law of sin and law of death together single, would join forces and defeat me.
我们慢慢发现原来我失败根本就是一个律。
So I then realized for me to fail is a law.
我是定规是失败。
I will surely fail.
到了这个时候我发现原来神根本没有要求我。
And then at that point I realized God does not require me in this way.
既然不要求当然我就不动了。
Because God has no requirement, then I don't do anything.
不动的，当然就不错了。
And if I don't do anything, I will
not fail. 所以你在教会里，
anything.
如果你什么都不动的话，你就没有错的。
And so in churches, if you don't do anything, you will not commit anything wrong.
没有错，还有定罪吗？
And if there's nothing wrong, there's no condemnation.
当然没有错就没有定罪了。就是、
of course, if you've never done anything wrong, there's no condemnation.
所以你可以从消极的一面，你可以解释这节圣经。
So you can explain this verse in a passive manner.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，圣经给我们的解释是积极的。
However, we know that the Bible has also explained it in a active manner.
你看第二节，他说因为。
You see in verse 2, 4.
所以第二节应该是解释第一节。
So verse 2 is used to explain verse 1.
为什么在如今在基督耶稣里的就不定罪呢？
Why is it therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ
Jesus? 因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
这句话好像猛一读好像明白。
When you read it at a glance, you seem to understand it.
但你仔细想，那到底什么意思？
But if you meditate upon it carefully, what does this mean?
什么叫做脱离罪的律和死的律呢？
What does it mean to set free from the law of sin and of death?
我的旧人不是已经与基督同钉十字架了吗？
Isn't our old man, wasn't it crucified with
Christ? 第六章岂不是告诉我们已经脱离了死吗？
In chapter 6, weren't we told that it was set free from death?
什么叫脱离死的律和罪的律呢？
What is this setting free from the law of sin and of death?
弟兄姊妹，当我们思想罗马书的时候，你发现这里有一个非常非常特别的思想。
When we meditate upon the book of Romans, there's a very special thought.
就是脱离。
Setting free.
不是胜过。
It's not overcoming.
弟兄姊妹，胜过跟脱离概念是不一样的。
Overcoming is different from being set free.
我给大家举个例子，你就明白了。
Let me give you an example, and you'll understand.
什么叫胜过呢？
What is overcoming?
比如说我在地上，我胜不过这个地球的吸引力。
When I'm on this earth, I cannot overcome gravity.
我怎么跳，最后还要摔下来。
No matter how high I jump, I will fall down.
那么现在我就上了一个飞机。
Now I get on an airplane.
那么这个飞机这个力量很大，就使我离地上升。
And this the airplane is powerful, and so I'm in the air now.
这个叫胜过。
This is overcoming.
这里好像有另外一个能力。
But then there's a different force.
它胜过了地球的吸引的力量。
And it overcomes the gravity.
但是弟兄姊妹，你发现如果你在飞机里的话
，However, you realize if you're in the airplane,
那个地球吸引的律你没有脱离。
You have not been set free from the law of gravity.
因为你在飞机上，当你喝水的时候，不小心它洒了。
When you're drinking a cup of water and you spill the water,
它还是往下落。
The water will still fall down.
当你那电脑不小心掉，它还是往地下摔。
When your laptop is dropped, it still drops to the floor.
那什么叫做脱离呢？
So what does setting free mean?
有一天当你去 NASA 的时候，
One day when you go visit NASA,
那里面给宇航员有一个训练中心。
There is a training center for astronauts.
有一个空间叫做真空舱。
There is a launch called the vacuum launch.
当你看见这些宇航员进去操练的时候，
When these astronaut trainees get in to be trained,
他们脱离了地的吸引力。
They have been set free from the law of gravity.
因为他们在这个真空舱里面。
Because they're in this vacuum lounge.
如果他们的 computer, 他们的电脑掉了的话。
If they drop their laptops.
你发现它不会掉在地上。
You know that these laptops will not be falling to the ground.
如果这一杯水打翻的话。
If they spill a cup of water.
这杯水不会掉在地上。
The water droplets will not fall to the ground.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神的救法是脱离。
You realize that the way God saves us is by setting us free.
弟兄姊妹，这个比胜过还要好。
This is better than overcoming.
就是罪和死的律，在那些活在圣灵里的人是根本就没有任何的影响。
Which means the law of sin and of death has no influence.
换句话说，当一个人在圣灵里的时候，就不可能失败的。
In other words, if someone is in the Holy Spirit, he cannot
fail.
Because God has set us free from the law of sin and death.
罪和死的律不做圣灵大能是胜过的，没有问题。
Of course, the Holy Spirit overcomes. That's not the problem.
圣灵的大能不仅仅让我们胜过。
But the great power of Holy Spirit doesn't only let us.
当人活在圣灵里的时候，更是完全的脱离罪和死的律。
When one is living in the Spirit, he is set free from the law of sin and of death.
弟兄姊妹，神的救恩是非常荣耀的。
Brothers and sisters, the salvation of God is glorious.
而且这个圣灵是生命的圣灵。
And this is the life of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，生命的能力都是非常奇妙的。
The power of life is amazing.
生命的能力都是在安静中得胜的。
All the life is overcoming in peace.
你看在那个高速上那么多的钢筋水泥。
You see that there's a lot of cement.
你发现有的时候会竟然有草有小树长出来。
And then you can notice a little shrub coming out.
生命在那里得胜。
The life is being victorious.
一点声音都没有。
There is no light, no voice.
在人感觉的一点力量都没有用。
From man's perspective, they're powerless.
弟兄姊妹，生命的得胜是非常奇妙的。
However, the victory of life is amazing.
请原谅我在用我从前一点点的经历，我想把这段圣经再给大家说明一下。
I'd like to use my experience from prior life to explain this these verses again.
我刚到美国的时候就交了许多这边长起来的美国人的就跟他们交了朋友。
When I first got to this country, I befriended a lot of Americans.
那么他们就教我看美国的那个橄榄球，美式橄榄球就是 football。
And they taught me how to watch American football.
我没想到我真的看懂了。
I didn't realize I actually learned the rules.
最讨厌的就是这个。
Earlier I had hated this game.
这叫什么？这叫什么东西？
What is this?
乱七八糟。
It is totally a chaos.
撞来撞去。
And you bump into one another.
真没意思。
This is meaningless.
后来当我看懂了以后。
After I realized what's going on.
我才发现这是我生命中的鸦片。
I realized that this is the opium of my life.
我才真正了解为什么这么多人这么喜欢这个美国 football.
And now I realize why so many people are in love of American football.
那么后来我蒙恩得救了。
After I've been saved by grace,
那么后来主也感动我有些追求。
And the Lord has moved me, so I have some pursuit.
可是到了这个该看这个球赛的时候。
But when it comes to football season,
我说我要爱主。
I said I want to love the Lord.
主啊，我感谢你救了我。
Lord, I thank that you've saved me.
我现在是个年轻的学生，我需要好好花时间来在你的话语上面。
I'm a young student. I need to spend time.
我现在还没有结婚，我时间是最多的，我应该好好读你的话语。
I have not been married. I need to spend a lot of time to study your word.
你说正在我那里要看圣经的时候。
And as I was about to open the Bible,
你说隔壁的声音就过来了。
You can hear sounds from the neighbors.
眼睛是看圣经。
My eyes are on the Bible.
我的心已经和富伯一起飞过去了。
My heart was already flowing to the
football. 我的心在那一直跳，一直跳。
My heart was pounding.
当我妹妹一欢呼的时候。
When you hear the shouts of joy.
哎呀，我实在是受不了了。
I couldn't stand it anymore.
我要看看到底哪个队是端区倒地了，touchdown了。
I wanted to see which team had a touchdown.
哎，这一开电视，这一口气就松下来了。
As I turn on the TV, I soothed.
一下三个半小时就过去了。
And then 3.5 hours passed.
我第二次我就努力，我就说主啊，再把大爱浇灌我。
And so the second time I said, please pour out your great love to me.
今天晚上是我得胜的日子。
Tonight is the night of victory.
还没话语还没落。
I haven't finished my sentence.
主啊，不过让我先看看是哪个队。
But let me first see which teams are playing.
只要这电视一打开，三个半小时又过去了。
When I turned on the TV, then 3.5 hours passed.
最后到了一个地步，我根本就觉得我甚至上次我说，我根本就觉得自己没有得救了。
I got to a point where I felt like I was not been have not been saved by grace.
绝对失败。
Totally failed.
100%失败。
100% failure.
总是球赛得胜。
Always, football won.
我说主，你的话不是大能的吗？
Isn't your word full of power?
向着信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
Your power should be great to those who believe.
在我身上一点能力都没有。
However, there's no such power in my life.
主啊，给我信心。
Lord, give me faith.
给我信心，大信心。
Give me great faith.
好让这圣灵的大能就在我身上显明出来。
So that the power of the Holy Spirit can be manifested in me.
还是失败。
And I failed again.
有一天我跟主讲。
One day I said to the Lord.
我今天我连圣经都不打开了。
Today I'm not even going to open my Bible.
8点钟开始比赛。
8 o'clock we started the football game.
7点半我来到主的面前。
7:30 I went before the Lord.
我说主，一定失败。
I would totally fail.
若不是你怜悯我。
If you were not merciful to me.
我一定失败。
I would surely fail.
我已经失败到一个地，我今天已经不再跟你争了。
I failed to such a point I would not even fight with you anymore.
我今天就等着8点看电视了。
Today I'm waiting for 8 o'clock to turn on the TV.
我今天圣经已经不打开了。
I'm not even going to open my Bible.
我在那祷告的时候。
As I was praying.
我一看表，才7点半。
I looked at my watch. It was 7:30.
7点半还半个小时。
There's still 30 minutes.
我就想，那我今天做什么呢？
What should I do now?
那么里面就感动说，你好不好把那个从前呢、啊、年长弟兄给你们介绍那本书啊，打开看一看。
And there's something that moved me to open a book that an elderly brother has recommended to you.
那一本书我已经咬着牙已经看了很多了。
That book I have read with teeth
gnashing. 我知道这是非常宝贵的书。
I know it's a very precious book.
但是每次读的时候都是费着牛劲读的。
But every time I read it in the past, I had to use a lot of effort.
每次读的时候就啊，主啊，我感谢你，我今天又读了一篇，我又得胜了一篇。
Every time before when I read a chapter, I would say, "Thank you, Lord."
可是当那个 football 一打的时候，我彻底就失败了。
However, once the football game started, I totally failed.
那么那一天，当我去打开那本书的时候
，That night when I opened the book,
非常的稀奇
，Amazingly,
每个字好像都在发光一样。
Every word seemed to be shining to me.
每个字都进到我的里面。
Every single word got into my heart.
我就说，这书怎么变了
？This book has changed.
怎么回事？这是不是那本书啊？我看还是那本书啊。
Is this the same book? It is the same book.
我看了一章，又看了一章。
I read a chapter and then another.
哎呦，我说这时间过得这么慢，这一会儿就看完一章了。
The time has passed too slowly. I already finished a chapter.
那我再看看圣经好了。
Let me read the Bible.
Oh, you 把圣经拿来。
So then I took the Bible.
每个字好像都在发光。
Every word seemed to be shining.
我在那一张一张的在那里看。
I read chapter by chapter.
在那一边看一边祷告。
As I read the words, I prayed.
后来我心里说，哎，这半小时差不多到了。
And then I said, well, it's probably about 30 minutes.
我说主啊，我现在要失败了。
I said, Lord, I'm going to fail now.
我说我完全投降。
I totally surrender.
我绝对失败。
I would totally fail.
我彻底失败。
I would utterly fail.
当我看钟的时候。
When I looked at the clock.
十一点已经过了。
It's already past 11 o'clock.
我真的不晓得，原来圣灵带领我们得救的时候，是那样的安息，那样的没有声音。
I didn't realize that when the Holy Spirit leads us to victory, it is without any noise.
在安静中我们就得胜了。
In quietness is our victory.
一点力气都没有。
You don't need to use any effort.
一点感觉都没有。
You don't need to have any feeling.
七点半一下到了十一点。
From 7:30 to 11 p.m.
从那天开始
From that day onward
这个鸦片从我身上彻底脱落下去
Opium has been set free from me
弟兄姊妹这里讲的实在是太真实了
Brothers and sisters, this is so true
此生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了我们
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus
叫我们脱离了罪和死的律
has set us free from the law of sin and of death.
后面他告诉我们说，肉体是软弱的。
Later on, it tells us that the flesh is weak.
但是神的律法的义总是要成就的。
However, the requirement of the law will be.
哦，今天有些人觉得律法的义是可以不成就的。
Somehow today, some people think that the requirements of the law need not be fulfilled. But if you read verses 3 and 4,
律法的义总是要成就的。
The requirement of the law must be fulfilled.
但是那条路不是靠着我们自己来努力。
But it is not by our own effort.
因为神已经在肉体中定了罪案。
Because God has already condemned the sinful
nature
in the flesh.
用人的话来讲，就是在肉体中已经给他定性了。
So it has already set the nature in the
flesh. 凡是从肉体出来都被定罪。
Anything out of the flesh has been condemned.
神已经不再要求肉体。
So God has no requirement out of the flesh.
神早已把他钉死在十字架上。
God has already crucified it on the cross.
神绝不让肉体属灵。
God does not want flesh to be spiritual.
神也绝对不改变肉体。
And God would also not change the flesh.
他绝对不要一个所谓属灵的肉体。
It doesn't want a spiritual flesh.
他把它完全定性了。
He has already condemned it.
而且定了罪案。
And is also condemned.
就这个 case, 就是这个案件已经了结了。
So this case is finished.
不能翻案的。
You cannot appeal.
世上人可以翻案的。
In the world, you can have appeal.
在神面前没得翻案。
Before God, there is no appeal.
肉体就已经被定了罪案。
He has condemned sin in the flesh.
哦，弟兄姊妹，但是律法的意义还是要成就。
However, the requirement of the law must be fulfilled.
不是成就在随从肉体的人身上。
But it is not fulfilled in those who are according to the flesh.
但是成就在我们这些随从圣灵的人身上。
But those according to the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵在基督耶稣里释放了我们。
In Christ Jesus, the Spirit has set us free.
今天不是死守一个律法。
Today we're not just following a law.
有人问说，到底我能不能够去烧饼，能不能去抽烟，能不能去喝酒
？It is not a matter of can I go shopping, can I smoke, can I drink.
弟兄姊妹，不是要不要，能不能，这些这个可以不可以的问题。
It is not a matter of can I, may I, should I.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵带领我们。
Brothers and sisters, it is the Spirit that is leading us.
有一次我带新生去买菜。
One day I was taking the new students to
shopping. 我们知道这个新生买菜啊，他们进去的时间都很久的。
We know that it takes a long time.
因为他们进去以后，他们发现什么都是新的嘛。
Because once they get in there, they realize everything is new.
本来他就只买一个萝卜的，最后他在里转了一个小时。
They were only going to buy one vegetable, but then they would spend an hour in there.
那么我一般的把他们送去以后，跟他们说，我说你们里面可以随意，然后我在外边看书。
Usually I would drop them off and say you can go in there and spend whatever time, and I'll just read outside.
那天我送到他们去以后，里面就感觉说你也进去吧。
That day after I dropped them off, something inside me moved me to walk with them inside.
我说我从来不 shopping, 我从来都不买东西的。
I never shop.
不是 never 就说就是就是常常就根本就不是我的事情，这是太太的事情。
This is something my wife would do. It's not my matter.
啊，那天就感觉就先跟他们进去。
But that day, something moved me to go in.
这么大的商场，我去哪儿？他们一下就没就你就看不见了。
They disappeared in this big shopping mall.
本来我觉得是不是圣灵感动我跟他们谈一谈福音，或者是跟他们交交朋友。
Maybe I thought that the Holy Spirit moved me to befriend them.
但他们跑得很快，他们一下就看不见了。
But then they ran away very quickly in the mall.
那么这个里面就赶紧往前走。
And inside me, something moved me to keep going.
到这个卖电器的地方啊。
And then in front of this shop for electrical appliances.
就让我想起原来我找一个灯泡一直找不到的。
And then it reminded me that I needed to look for a particular light bulb that I couldn't find.
去了很多个商店都没有的。
I've looked for this light bulb in many, many shops and I couldn't find it. 我一眼就看见了。And then I spotted it right away.
真是这个踏破铁鞋无觅处哈，得来全不费工夫。
So it is so easy for me to find a light bulb.
那你说以后是不是每一次我到了大商店，我都要进去得一个不费功夫的呢？
So does it mean that every time in the future when I go to the mall, I would always go in?
有一次我去换机油。
One time I was changing my engine oil.
我就跟主说，哎，上次这个不费功夫，这次再来一个不费功夫，好不好？
Last time I didn't have to use any effort. Maybe this time I don't use any effort.
你好好坐那读圣经。
And then inside me, it was something moved me to say, "You just sit there and read the Bible."
我最不喜欢的就是在这个换机油的地方在那看圣经。
I truly detest reading the Bible in the engine oil.
如果你在那，你去过的话，你知道那个地方电视是开的很大的声音的。
You know that in those waiting rooms, the TVs are blasting.
然后呢，这个里边笑，外边也笑，那整个一塌糊涂，那很乱很乱的地方。
And everybody was laughing and corralling, and it's
而且那个味道也不好。
And then it also smells bad.
我跟主说，我坐那怎么能看呢？这么乱的地方，我这个根本就不能看的。
And I said to the Lord, "This is such a chaotic place. I cannot read the Bible."
也许今天你又带领我到这儿再得一个不费功夫的。
Maybe you can lead me to gain something else that I don't have to use any effort for.
里面就说坐下去。
But within me, something told me to sit down.
然后我就在那坐下来，把圣经打开就读。
So I sat down and opened my Bible to read.
真是稀奇。
Amazingly.
虽然那里面真的是在那叫啊叫啊笑啊笑啊，在那里喊。
Even though there was laughter and corralling.
整个环境乱七八糟。
And it was all totally chaotic.
我在那准备了这个一堂聚会，两堂聚会，三堂聚，准备了四堂聚会。
I got four sermons out of that waiting area.
也不是 sermons， 反正因为有时候聚会有的大有的小，反正就准备了四堂聚会就对了。
So I prepared for four meetings.
等我这开车回家的时候。
As I was driving home,
我说主这倒不错，以后可以多换几次机油。
So I said, "This is good. Maybe I can change my
engine oil more often." 如果一次换机油就预备四个聚会的话
，If I can get four preparations for four meetings,
一礼拜换两次机油就够了。
Then I just need to change once or twice.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵的带领是完全是非常非常稀奇的。
But the leading of the Holy Spirit is truly amazing.
那说你这个人很危险。
Then this person would be dangerous.
你说那就是了，对不对？那都凭你嘴巴说了。
So you just say you're led by the Spirit.
你高兴说这就是圣灵的带领，对不对
？When you're happy with it,
你不高兴说这是你的肉体。
When you're happy with it, you say this is the leading of the Spirit. When you're not life in
you. 每个人好像眼睛都是亮的。
Everybody's life is brightened.
聚完会大家都还坐着不走的。
After the meetings, nobody would leave their seats.
我不知道你有没有参加过这样小组查经。
I don't know whether you have joined in those small group Bible studies.
都讲完了。
Everything has been finished.
结束祷告了。
You've also finished by praying.
你起来看，谁也不走。
But nobody dares to leave their seat.
每个人都坐在那儿。
Everybody's still sitting there.
一声都不响。
Nobody say a word.
活了。
It's alive.
弟兄姊妹，不是我嘴巴里说，这个我今天是随圣灵，我今天我是随圣肉体。圣经里面讲得很清楚的。
It is not by me saying I'm this according to the spirit.
随从肉体，体贴肉体的就是死。
The Bible is very clear. For the mindset on the flesh is death.
体贴圣灵，随从圣灵的就是生命。
But the mindset on the spirit is life.
而且是平安。
And peace.
有个弟兄，他有一次他应征个工作。
One day a brother needs to have confirmation for his work.
他觉得那个工作对他根本就 impossible， 根本就不可能的。
He thinks that that job is impossible for him.
但他说他跟我们一起祷告的时候。
But as he's praying with us,
里面平安的，他说好像雷打都不会影响的。
But he has such peace within himself, it wouldn't be affected by the largest storm.
他那天平安的，他都不晓得发生什么事情了。
He was so peaceful that he didn't even realize what's going on.
他那天就去应征去了。
So he went to the interview.
平安带领他去，平安带领他回来。
Peace led him to the interview, and peace led him out of the
interview. 他连想都没想。
He didn't even think about it.
那个职位因为要求太高了。
Because the requirement of the job were very high.
因着这个平安，他知道这个工作是他的。
But however, he had this peace, and he knew the job is his.
弟兄姊妹，随从圣灵的，第一是生命，第二是平安。
The mindset on the Spirit is first life, and second peace.
第三就是谦卑。
And thirdly is humility.
什么叫做谦卑？
What is humility?
当一个人真的活在圣灵里的时候，
When someone is truly living in the Holy Spirit,
他对自己没有那么大的把握。
He does not have assurance of himself.
弟兄姊妹，如果什么时候我们还对自己那么充满了把握
，Anytime you're so very sure of yourself，
我是圣灵带领的
，I am being led by the Holy Spirit，
圣灵今天充满了我
，Today the Holy Spirit has filled me。
弟兄姊妹，那个灵是不对的
，That spirit is not right。
弟兄姊妹，不是我们得胜
，Brothers and sisters， it's not that we are victorious。
这是神极大的恩典。
It is the great mercy of God.
是在安静中，生命在那里得胜。
It is in peace that life is victorious.
弟兄姊妹，如果说我们今天是随从圣灵，体贴圣灵。
Today, if we are according to the Spirit and have a mindset on the Spirit,
至少有这三个方面你可以去检验。
There are three places where you can find confirmation.
生命
，life，
平安
，peace，
谦卑
，humility。
弟兄姊妹，如果你发现没有这三样的话，
If you are lacking in these three things,
你要到主面前谦卑下来。
You need to humble yourself before the Lord.
很可能只不过是我自己的意思。
Most likely, it is just your own desire.
那么下面我们就要问一个很重要的问题。
And then we have to ask a very important question.
你在这讲了半天，都讲这么好。
You have said such good words.
其实说实在的，你知道，我虽然给大家讲了一些的经历
，Even though I've shared some experiences with you，
那都不是我的常态。
That's not my normal condition。
偶尔有那么一两次经历。
Occasionally I have these
记得很牢了，所以到这里讲一讲啊。
Because I can remember it so well，
如果你是天天活在圣灵，你就不是这样了。
If you live in the Spirit day by day，
因为那是习以为常了，你就记不住了。
Because it is so common， you don't even remember it。
我相信我们许多弟兄姊妹偶尔真的有。这个在圣灵里得胜的经历。
I truly believe that a lot of our brothers and sisters have victorious experiences in the Holy Spirit.
但我们有个难处。
However, we have this difficulty.
就是我们怎样一直活在这个圣灵的里面？这个操练这个体贴不大容易的。
To exercise the being mindful.
特别像我这种急性子。
Especially for me, who was have such a rush.
体贴圣灵，这个有时候需要花时间，需要等候的。
To be mindful of the Spirit, you have to have a perseverance and to wait for it.
我记得这个前两天我儿子这个出了状况。
A couple of days ago, my son had a condition.
那么照着家规的话，那就是这个仗的管教。
According to the rules of my house, he should be spanked.
那么那个时候已经到了晚上十一点了。
It was already 11 p.m. at night.
那么他也困了，我也困了。
He was tired and I was tired.
那么但是里面就感觉说你好不好？这个不要那么急。
So within me, something told me not to be so rushed.
我说好，那我就慢慢跟他讲。
So I talked to him slowly.
我就告诉他你到底今天错在哪里。
So I told him how he erred today.
那个嘴巴一直撅着，一直撅着。
But he was very, very stubborn.
你讲一句，他里面成天讲十句。
And you said a sentence, and he said 10 sentences back.
我就等了十五分钟，我说主啊，这回可要拔刀了，这要把杖拿出来了。
So after 15 minutes, I was about to yank out my spanking stick.
我真的是忍不住了，这小子也太过分了。
I couldn't stand it anymore. This son is too much.
但里面感觉。慢一点，再慢一点。
So within me, something said, "Slow down, slow down."
一个小时过去了。
An hour.
十二点了。
It's midnight now.
我跟主说，我说这小子还是这样了。
I said to the Lord, "He is still like this."
但里面说再等一等。
And within me, it said, "Wait."
当我再继续跟我儿子讲的时候
，As I continue to talk to my son,
主的话来了。
The word of God came.
我把主的话很诚恳地告诉他。
So I sincerely share the word of God with him.
我儿子抱着我痛哭。
My son held me and he cried and cried loud.
那么当然 这还是要有的。
And I still needed to spank him.
那么这个但是你知道这个等到一切都结束的时候。
However, when everything had ended,
从前我这个过去以后那么根本就跑掉了。
Before, I would spank him and I would, he would go away.
那个脚步根本就是不服的脚步。
And you know that he has not submitted.
那天晚上我儿子竟然让我把他抱到楼上去。
That night, my son allowed me to carry him upstairs.
我说主啊我这腰不行啊。
So I said to the Lord, my back is hurting.
啊很稀奇我儿子让我抱了两步他说 Daddy, 你把我放下来我可以走。
After two stairs, my son said, you can set me down, I can walk upstairs myself.
但是他一直抓着我的手不放。
But he held onto my hand.
他一直这样的把我跟我一起走上楼上去。
And he walked up to upstairs with me.
更让我感到稀奇的。
And what amazes me even more.
第二天早晨等我聚会回来的时候。
The second day after my meeting concluded.
我儿子已经把蛋给我煎好摆在桌子上。
My son had fried an egg for me on the table.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习体贴圣灵。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn to be have our mind set on the Spirit.
我觉得我真的太着急了。
I think that I have rushed too much.
弟兄姊妹，要这方面的经历，我可以讲很久。
I can share a lot about these experiences.
每次都是那么着急。
Every time I rush too much.
圣灵在里面说你不要急。
And the Spirit says,
我的意思不是这样。
This is not what I mean.
我的意思不是这样。
This is not what I mean.
那不是我的意思。
This is not what I mean.
那是你自己的意思。
This is what you wanted.
那是你着急的意思。
This is a rushed person one.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们首先要学习的，就叫体贴圣灵。
This is what we first need to learn about, having a mind set on the Spirit.
后面他就告诉我们。
Later on it tells us.
让我们靠着这个圣灵致死我们这个身体的死刑。肉体的死刑 身体的死刑恶行
But by the Spirit we are putting to death the deeds of the body
弟兄姊妹这个恶行这个身体的恶行到底是什么呢
What is this deeds of the death of the body
在讲到这个我们来这个追求来顺服圣灵这件事情上我发现我们讲理由就是一个非常恶的身体的恶行
I noticed that as we pursue the life of the Holy Spirit, if we argue or reason with it, then this is a bad deed of the body.
常常讲理由。
A lot of times we use our own reasoning.
上次有人就问我说，哎，那你太太现在到底会不会煮饺子了？
Last time somebody asked me, so does your wife now know how to cook dumplings?
你知道我在这件事情上跟太太不知道讲过多少的理由。
You know that I have reasoned so many times with my wife on this issue.
我说，亲爱的太太，我真的很爱你。
I said, dear wife, I truly love you.
你已经做了这么多美好的饭食。
You have prepared such good meals for me.
这个煮饺子是非常简单的一件事。
It is such an easy thing to cook dumplings.
我告诉你，就是一二三四五，就这几个步骤就可以了。
It's five simple little steps.
你就照着这几个步骤，你就煮着非常好的饺子。
You just follow these five simple steps, you can cook great dumplings.
你能够煮出那么好吃的饭菜，怎么就煮不出这么一个饺子来呢？
You can cook such great meals. How can you not
cook dumplings? 我就一直在讲理由，一直在讲理由。
So I keep reasoning with her.
家里面一直充满了死亡。
So my family life is filled with
death. 什么时候吃饺子应该是喜乐的时候，这个却是死亡的时候。
Every time when we eat dumplings, it should be a happy time, but it's a time of death.
我跟主，后来主光照我，就是会讲理由。
The Lord then enlightened me that
那是你身体的恶行啊。
This is a deed of the body.
我说好，那我就不再讲理由。
So I said, okay, I'll cease from reasoning.
那问题心里想说，那他总得会煮饺子才可以啊。
But then she has to learn how to cook.
要不然就整天吃破饺子啊。
Otherwise, I will have to eat broken dumplings.
里面就感觉说你急什么
？And then something with me says,
不要再去讲理由。
Why are you so?
不要再去跟太太讲道。
Do not reason with your wife. Do not preach to your wife.
你讲的最正确的道还是死刑。
Whatever the most accurate sermons you preach, it is still a deeds of the body.
我就记得有一天我从楼上下来的时候。
One day as I came down from upstairs,
我太太正在煮饺子。
My wife was cooking dumplings.
里面就感觉说你在旁边稍微看一下。
Well, then we moved me to just stand there and look.
我就假装做点事情，然后就看他怎么煮饺子。
So I stood by and pretended to do other things, and I was looking at see how.
我从来没有看见他煮过饺子，你看看这么多年都没看过。
So many years I've never seen her how she actually cooked the dumplings.
我发现她每一步都是照着我所说的去做的。
I realized that she followed my step every single way.
可是端上来饺子还是破的。
But then there's still holes in these dumplings.
我就到主面前去，我说主，是我错了。
So I came to the Lord and said, I was wrong.
到了第二的下一次吃饺子的时候
，The next time when we had dumplings.
那一次这个太太包了很多，所以还是同样一批饺子。我说这次我来煮。
So because my wife wrapped many dumplings, so it was still the same batch of dumplings.
那么这个我就把它煮完以后，我太太就很稀奇，一个都不破。
So I said I'm going to cook this time, and my wife was very amazed because nothing was had holes in them.
因为上次她问我说，我说这一定是皮不好，这个不赖你，这根本就皮不好，这个你煮得很好。
Because last time she asked me, so I said you cook very well. It's just that the wrapping was not good.
那这回是她自己问我了。
This time she asked me.
从前都是我给她讲道。
Before I always preached to her.
这一次是她来问我。
This time she asked me.
我说可能有一步我忘了告诉你。
I told her maybe I forgot to tell you one more step.
我说如果下一次你把这一步加进去，可能会有改变。
Maybe next time if you add in this particular step, something may change.
过了几天，我们又吃饺子。
A few days later, we're eating dumplings again.
因为忙了就吃饺子，没时间做就吃饺子。
Because we're busy, so we eat dumplings a lot.
我太太煮的还是同样一批饺子。
My wife is still cooking the same batch of dumplings.
一个都不破。
Nothing had holes in them.
我们讲理由。
We reason.
我们太喜欢讲理由。
We reason too often.
当我们讲理由的时候，圣灵就不做事。
When we reason, the Holy Spirit sees us working.
弟兄姊妹，在家庭，在我们侍奉中间，我们出了多少的难处
？There are so many difficulties in our family lives and in our service.
我们有身体的恶行啊。
Because we have these bad deeds of the body.
感谢神。
But thank God.
这实在太荣耀的一章。
This is such a glorious chapter.
那么后面从这个第十三章到最后，我就用一分钟就可以讲完了。
From verse 13 onward, I only need to use a minute to finish.
因为后面太荣耀了。
Because it's so glorious.
因为后面讲到说，圣灵不仅仅是让我们再来跟随他，来让我们在这里依靠他。
The Holy Spirit not only let us follow Him and rely on Him.
后面讲到圣灵从头到尾他做的是什么工作
？It talks about from the beginning till the end, what the Holy Spirit.
他开始就在基督里重生了我们。
In Christ Jesus,
使我们成为神的儿子
，so that we can become sons of God.
他要带领我们慢慢生命长大。
And it leads us to grow our lives.
我们成为长大的儿子。
And then we become grown sons.
我们就成为承受产业的后嗣。
And then we become heirs of inheritance.
你知道这件事是关乎到整个万有在神面前复兴啊。
This becomes the whole reformation of the whole universe.
万有都在那里等候神的众子显明出来。
The whole there's anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God.
我们更看见圣灵他这样做的那个目的到底是什么
？And then we see later on the purpose of why the Holy Spirit works this way.
他把众子带进荣耀的里面。
It wants to bring the sons of glory.
什么叫做荣耀呢
？What is glory？
那就是神的旨意。
It is the will of God.
那就是要把我们这些人磨成神儿子的形象。
Which is to conform all of us into the image of His.
圣灵一边在外面叫万事都互相效力。
And the Holy Spirit causes all things to work together.
弟兄姊妹，这个益处乃是说到把我们磨成神儿子的形象说的。
This good is referring to being.
如果这些万事效力了半年，不能把我们磨成神的儿子的形象，就没有益处。
All these things, if they work together, but we're not conformed to His image, then this is no good.
如果万事互相效力完了，只得了一个签证，但是那个不是益处。
If all things work together and all we get is a visa, that is not the good thing.
万事互相效力，要为着神的旨意效力。
All things work together for the will of God.
圣灵一面在外面这样大能的运行，一面在我们里面替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit works outwardly in our environment and also within us.
巴不得我们能够顺服下来。
It's so desirous for us to.
虽然有许多的艰难。
even though there are many difficulties.
但如果我们今天与他一同受苦，到那天就与他一同得荣耀。
If we suffer with him, we will also be glorified with him.
最后，我们大家都最熟的一段圣经，讲了四个谁能。
And then the last passage talks about who is or who will or who shall.
若是神帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们？
If God is for us, who is against us?
弟兄姊妹，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Who is against us?
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
神既然定义要把我们这些蒙召的人要有一天磨成神儿子的形象。
If God has willed to conform us to the image of His Son,
他已经把他的儿子完全的赐给了我们。
He has totally given His Son back to us.
谁能抵挡我们呢？
Who is against us?
谁能够控告我们呢？
Who can bring a charge against us?
谁能定罪我们呢？
Who can condemn us?
你发现这里面他把整个罗马书第一章第八章完全总结在这里。
It is the whole chapters 1 through 8 of the Romans are summarized here.
最后他说谁能隔绝我们？
Then later on it talks about who can separate us.
Oh, 这个爱乃是在主耶稣基督里面。
Separate us from his love that is in Christ Jesus.
什么也不能使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
弟兄姊妹，抬起我们信心的头来。
Brothers and sisters, lift up your head by faith.
圣灵今天要把主耶稣在十字架上所做的一切的工作再成就在我们的身上。
The Holy Spirit will do all the work that he has accomplished on the cross in us.
神的旨意必定要成就。
The will of God will be accomplished.
他的爱永远都不会改变。
His love will never change.
昨日今日直到永远。
Yesterday, today, and forever.
这就是罗马书第八章。
This is Romans 8.
愿主的话激励我们。
May the word spur us on.
让我们今天都起来爱我们的主。
So we'll all rise up to love our Lord.
纵然有罗马书第七章的经历。
Even though we had the experiences in Romans 7.
但是第八章就在前面。
But Romans 8 is right in front of us.
圣灵生命的力要释放我们。
The life of Spirit will set us free.
我们要在圣灵里面天天的夸胜。
So in the Spirit, we will
基督就是我们的得胜。
Christ is our victory.
他那爱我们的主在凡事上都得胜有余了。
So in all things, we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we worship you.
我们算个什么？
Who are we?
你却这样的来提拔我们。
But you have such lifted us up.
借着你的宝血。
By your precious blood.
借着十字架。
By the cross.
借着圣灵的大能。
By the great power of the Holy Spirit.
今天你要把这永远的旨意成就在我们的身上。
You will accomplish your eternal will in us.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
愿你的旨意行在我们的身上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on us as it is in heaven.
把称颂赞美归给你。
We give you honor, praises, and thanksgiving.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.